100.5 The River, continuous light rock favorites. I'm Kim Carson, and you know, yesterday was my birthday, and I am so blessed to be able to have spent another birthday. If you didn't hear my story, a couple years ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer, and this would have claimed my life because I was one of those people that just would never have had a colon exam. I just couldn't get past the thought of it. So I thought, you know, what a great way to be able to celebrate with my doctor who literally saved my life, Dr. Duchovny. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit. First of all, thank you so much for talking to me a little bit here today, Dr. Duchovny.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
You know, March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And you know, as I said, I just know that this you were just, everything that you did was perfect because you knew the right things to say to convince me to go ahead and have that done. But what influences who will get colon cancer? Is there some kind of like blueprint that you can follow?
Unfortunately, there isn't. You know, the vast majority of people don't have any risk factors. They don't have a family history, and they just present with colon cancer. Most people don't have a definitive risk factor. That's why the recommendation is that anyone who's over the age of 50 should have a colonoscopy.
And as we found out, though, even in my case, like you said, had I waited till 50, this would have had a different outcome.
It definitely, yeah, it had that potential because fortunately, we caught it early. And we haven't had any further problems from it, but if you catch it later, then, you know, oftentimes it can be an incurable disease.
And even for me catching it early, I still, you know, lost a foot of my colon. Now, Dr. Duchovny, you hear about, like, diet and exercise for everything else. Do those things really matter?
Yes, they definitely do. Diet is a big part in terms of trying to avoid fatty, greasy foods. Exercise helps in terms of reducing overall colon cancer risk. Other things such as not smoking and healthy lifestyle choices are a big part of your risk factors.
And there's really only one way to find out. And, you know, to be honest with you, my fear of the procedure was far greater than the procedure itself.
Well, the best way is a colonoscopy, in my opinion. There are other tests that are available, and so doing something is better than nothing. But the best way to find a polyp and ideally remove it before it ever grows up and becomes a cancer is a colonoscopy.
Well, my birthday was yesterday. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and I thank you, Dr. Duchovny, from the Ferguson Clinic for letting me have another birthday, because I know it was all because of you. You really did save my life.
My pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did. I enjoyed myself because I was alive. Thank you, Dr. Duchovny. He's great. 100.5